All right, Waltip to the Road Rage. We are back. I don't have time for that. I'm going to get back to your phone calls. I'm going to go back to Edge and then Angry Lawyer. I'll get the rest of you as well. You want to get in, 654-7627. Again, it's the nature of radio in a four-hour show that people join the proceedings at various times. And so there are some that are joining this conversation late and they don't know what it's about. So let me just briefly reiterate what it was about. From the New York Post, a school superintendent in Texas, who is the overseer of 1,130 children, said, you can't count on a black quarterback. And he went on to detail it, saying that that may have been the most inept quarterback decision I've seen in the NFL. Redden wrote in a Facebook post promoting a Houston Chronicle story about the game. When you need precision decision-making, you can't count on a black quarterback. Again, this bozo didn't realize that he was writing it on a public forum, not a private forum. He then said later, I totally regret it. What he regretted was being caught. He didn't regret what he said. And again, it's pretty simple. If you stand for the right things, if you have the right things in your heart, you never have to worry about this because you're not saying these things privately or publicly. No one can record you. No one can suggest otherwise. And so, you know, it turns out that not only is this guy an absolute racist, but he's a dumb racist. He's, again, there's a certain irony in the fact that he elects to call a young man stupid for making a mistake when a bunch of 280-pound athletes are chasing him around the field and still in his infancy of his pro career. The great irony is that you have a 60-something-year-old administrator who you would expect to be intelligent, who demonstrates his invincible stupidity in not only what he says, but in the forum he said it in. And again, he needs to look, we have these knee-jerk reactions too often to what people say. This is a rare exception. This guy should have been fired immediately, and it's just reprehensible that somehow this guy ever rose to the ranks to be the overseer of 1,130 children. And obviously his worldview dictates and may dictate his policy in relation to his job as well. He's certainly not qualified to hold that post. Or, I mean, who would want them presiding over their children? Back to Coach Edge. Edge.
Yeah, man. Just read down some more stuff I jotted down, talking about black quarterbacks in the league that had success. I jotted down Vic. I guess, you know, the dogfighting thing pretty much killed him. At one time, he was the best player, I believe, in the NFL. I jotted down Tyrod Taylor. Yes, he's been he did get an opportunity. He's been with two dumpster fire of a franchises. When you talk about Buffalo and Cleveland, remember Byron Leftwich? You remember Steve Air McNair? Being a half yard short of winning the Super Bowl against the greatest show on turf. And, you know, to this superintendent, I would love to ask him, why don't you talk about Todd Marinovich, Ryan Leaf, Johnny Manziel, dare I say Tim Tebow? And then I jotted down a few other quarterbacks with your own Texans. How about Matt Schaub? How'd that work out for you? Ryan Mallett, Brock Osweiler, T.J. Yates, dare I say Fitzpatrick, who evidently is a who's had a second coming. But I'd like to know, well, what does he think about the wide receiver, defensive back, and running back's position in the league? I guess blacks are good enough to play those positions,
here's the thing. Again, you know, I want to avoid just going through and singling out guys because I don't even think it's fair from a perspective standpoint because black quarterbacks were never given the chance. You know, I've got somebody wrote me and said, well, but that Warren Moon thing was 35, 40 years ago. Who has denied opportunity since? That's happened continuously. It's happened at every level. What you have to understand is it happens at the founder. It happens at the founding stock level. And so black athletes are redirected into other positions. It's been the way it's been for a million years. And so
and we're still talking about it.
Right. It's not something you can fix overnight. It's not like you can pretend it doesn't exist. It's still there. It's still there.
Yeah. And to that texter or a tweeter or whatever he did, yeah, I'd say Charlie Ward, Heisman Trophy winner, went to the NBA. Tommy Frazier, heck of a quarterback in Nebraska. Brad Wilson, I believe he was the second player in NFL history behind Woodrow Dantzler to throw for 2,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in the same season. So, yeah, there would go denied opportunities or whatever. Because, you know what? And maybe, well, I guess you can't throw in Lamar Jackson or whatever. But, yeah, with a good black quarterback in college, yeah, he might win the Heisman. He might win the national championship. But then you start talking about changing him to a wide receiver or something like that. But, you know, you don't talk about the many busts of white quarterbacks, Mr. Superintendent, whatever that happened, and several of them that happened with your hometown team, you know. And I'm not getting into the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun stuff, but I bet they'd love to see Joe Hamilton or Reggie Ball. Or was the guy's name Sean Moore, who was the quarterback of the national championship team in 91? No, that was Herman Moore. Herman Moore was the wide receiver. Sean Moore, I believe, at that time, wore number 9. He was the quarterback at Georgia Tech when they had a split national championship. So I jotted that down, and then I'm going to open up a can because I've heard it from some of my friends, and we keep talking about the quarterback situation at Clemson. And I'll close by asking this, and I'll take it off air. Do you think race plays into, and I ain't even talking about Dabo or them guys, but our fan base. Do you think race is playing into the fact of who a lot of Clemson fans want to see as our starting quarterback right now when you're talking about KB and TL? And I jotted down the black quarterbacks at Clemson that I could remember. Woodrow Dantzler, Nealon Green, Louis Solomon, Taj Boyd, Sidney Moncrief, and even one Patrick Sapp, who ended up playing linebacker in the NFL. And then I jotted down the two national championships that we have in 81 and 2016. Both were black quarterbacks. Both were from Georgia. Deshaun Watson from Gainesville, Georgia, and Homer Jordan from Athens. And like I said, I'll take it off air. Do you think that's playing in a little bit maybe with some of our fans, you know, and in or down south or whatever and all of that? But you know what? I'm sick and tired of all of this.
I have to run.
Black, white talk, man.
I have to run. Appreciate the call.
Always.
You know, look, there's a lot of stuff there. Again, I'm not going through all of the names because I just think that I don't want to play into his argument. I just don't. I don't think there's enough. I think the fact is that black quarterbacks for too many years were denied opportunity. In terms of what's happened at Clemson, I think there's always a segment of people, but I think it's small. I don't think that's really what's at play here. I think had Deshaun Watson been the guy behind Kelly Bryant, I think you'd be getting some of the same stuff. And look, I also think that there's some legitimacy to the debate, regardless of the side you want to argue. In other words, I don't think it's just clear cut that one is superior to the other. I personally think that Kelly Bryant is the best quarterback to run this offense for this team. But I can also see why somebody might argue the opposite. Therefore, and given the history of black quarterback play at Clemson, I don't find that to be likely, Edge. I don't think that's a big part of this debate. There may be a small faction, but I think it's insignificant. Texas, Walt, don't answer this guy. I'm black, by the way. So there's that. And Dutch says the best quarterback we ever had was at Clemson was Deshaun Watson, who's black. And of course, Taj and as Edge recounted the other quarterbacks. I don't think that's really what's at play here. I think what's at play is you have a 5-star guy who is the number one player in all of college football, who has all these incredible physical traits. And I think people see that and the natural inclination is to want to rush that along. And there are people who perceive some fail in losing to Alabama. See, I don't perceive some fail in losing to Alabama. Most everybody loses to Alabama. And I don't think last year's team was good enough to beat that Alabama team, regardless of who the quarterback was. So I don't see that. But I think that what you have here is a highly decorated five-star guy who everybody acknowledges is hyper-talented. And that may have the potential to pass what Deshaun Watson did. And so I think people see that, and they want to rush it along. I think I think that's natural. And I think you can, again, I think right-thinking people can disagree on this issue as to who the quarterback is. So I don't think that plays a big part in it at all. I don't see that here. Are there evil people in the world like this school superintendent? Yeah. Are there a couple of those people here? Yeah, there are a few of those people everywhere. But that doesn't speak to the majority of the fan base. I don't think that's that issue. I really don't. I think that what you have here is legitimate football discussion. I think that's really what this comes down to. It's a legitimate football discussion between two guys and their respective talent levels and their readiness and et cetera. So I think that's what it is. Back to the Northland communication phone lines are completely jammed up. Angry lawyer.
Walt, how are you?
How you doing, angry lawyer? Appreciate you getting in.
Man, I'm confused. I called in, Ramona's 9-1. I'm calling into the Ramona and Walt show, or I listen to it, and what do I get? I get wine tips from Looper.
Yeah, well, everybody needs a wine tip from Looper.
Well, I'll tell you what, when he said settlement instead of sediment, he left me. It just shows that a guy that buys his Yingling by the truckload doesn't need to be gauging wine. The Deshaun Watson thing, my eyes are going bad, and the best thing about that is I can't see skin color, and I wish everybody else did the same, just like the last two callers.
Yep.
Let's see. Matt from Trail Corporation says hello. I was lucky enough to represent him and his wife in a transaction
today. There you go.
Today.
We'll say hello right back,
place.
Matt.
Great place. I have a question for you. And I will take it off the air. Vandy, South Carolina, gauge the game, and if you think it'll be competitive, and the reason is, I had a lovely young lady call me up and say, hey, I'm in Nashville, I have a place to stay, and got a couple tickets. If you want to come up here and see this game, that'd be kind of good. The Prius has 7/8 of a tank of gas, and I've got a case of PBR in the back somewhere. Our offense, Carolina's
what's
offense.
What's the Prius's fraction ratio of headlights is more important?
Let's see. 0 out of 2.
Yeah, 0 out of 2.
0%.
Maybe you should go but rent a vehicle.
That takes the fun out of it. It's like a Easter egg hunt or a whatever. As long as I'm sober, everything's groovy.
Yeah.
Carolina's offense is like a girl you meet on the internet. I mean, she sounds like she's Publix, and then you meet her and she's Aldi. So, talk me into driving to Nashville.
Yeah. I would go. I mean, especially if I was you.
You think? I mean, I've got closing at 4:00 on Friday. I've got like a $49 hotel room in Franklin, which I'm sure there's going to be a lot of meth involved around me. But tell me why I should go about the offense and what do you think Carolina is going to do, and I'll hang up.
All right, thank you.
You got a great show today, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look, I expect a competitive game. I think Vanderbilt's playing very well. Two dominant wins at home, the performance at Notre Dame, a game that they well could have won, that they made plays at the end and had a chance to win. In terms of South Carolina, it's difficult because, you lost the Marshall game. So, there's nothing to really evaluate since the Georgia performance. If I had the Marshall game, then I'd have something else to evaluate. So there's an unknown element still with South Carolina moving forward. I expect South Carolina to try and run the ball more. I think we'll see that. and what it means for the offense overall, I think remains to be seen. You know, Vic writes, Edge may have meant well, but most of that call was pretty far off base. Look, some of the examples he cited really weren't relevant because the way players left or the choices that they made. Vic writes, didn't understand your point about singling out players. Here's my point. I don't want to spend 20 minutes having somebody list guys on air. I'm running a live radio show, so it's not that difficult to understand. Furthermore, it's not helpful to the cause because my point is that players have been denied opportunity at that position for decades. So there's not going to be the base from which to make that argument. Because there was a denial of opportunity. So that's why I don't want to single out players. I don't want to engage his argument at all. I don't want to in any way get into, well, we're going to use these examples to try and delegitimize his argument. I don't need those examples to delegitimize his argument. He's an idiot. He's a racist loon, and I'm not going to dignify it. So that's my point, Vic. I hope that's clear. By the way, Vic says Coach Edge is a Caucasian. Vanilla Edge. He's Vanilla Edge. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Oh, wait. Ramona's telling me that it's a clock issue. Okay. Clock issue. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at pendletontire.com.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Quok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
No one's better than Walt Steptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming right to your calls. A couple things. One, and I'll get more into this tomorrow, but the Heisman odds from Bovada right now, Tua Tagovailoa is the prohibitive favorite at 3-2. Will Greer, who Bob asked about, is second at 13-2. Then Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, 7-1. Kyler Murray, Oklahoma, 10-1. Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin, 10-1. Not sure I see that anymore. Trace McSorley, 16-1. J.K. Dobbins, 20-1. Bryce Love, 20-1. Mackenzie Milton, 25-1. Justin Herbert of Oregon, 33-1. I think he's too low. You know, I've been telling anybody who would listen for months. And I hear these idiots, these clowns like McShay, who really don't know anything about anything, and he talks about Finley and Bentley as round one quarterbacks, and Finley's going to be the first quarterback taking the draft. You don't understand what talent looks like. If you did, you never would have thought Matt Barkley was going to be the number one pick in the draft. Not for 1 second of 1 minute of 1 hour of 1 day, but you did because you have no concept of what talent looks like. I've been saying for how long, Ramona, that the top quarterback in the draft is Justin Herbert, and he will be the number one quarterback taken and maybe the number one player, depending on team need. And or a transaction there. But I've been saying this about Justin Herbert forever. And these people want to give me, McShay wants to give me Finley and Bentley. Understand, Todd, what talent looks like. Understand something about arm talent and ball velocity and size and athleticism and all these things. And you won't sound so stupid all the time. To the Northland Communication phone lines. First up is Jeffrey. Jeffrey, how are you?
Hey, good, Walt. Yeah, I was just gonna comment a little bit on what I've heard the last few minutes. First on the on the superintendent of schools, I guess it is out in Texas. Why is anyone even listening to what he says anyway? Is he a pro football Hall of Famer or a NFL head coach? I mean, who the heck is he?
Well, I mean, I think it's because he's a school superintendent in the state and oversees 1,200 kids, so. If he's a racist and makes pronouncement statements on social media platforms that demonstrate his true colors, he needs to be removed from that position because clearly he's not qualified to oversee a mix of children. Now, I have no idea what the racial makeup is in his school district, although I might hazard a guess.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I find that you can't, there's racists everywhere. You can't just say, oh, well, we're going to eliminate all racists from the workforce. It's just not possible. Somebody says, some people say stupid crap all the time.
Jeffrey, I think we lost you. Look, here's the thing. Let me save you there, because I think you're going down a road that maybe didn't want to go down the road. Look, here's the thing. People do say stupid things all the time, but people don't say overtly racist things all the time. And people who are school administrators whose job it is to promote fairness and equity and things like that don't say these type of things all the time. Look, I'm a conservative by nature and by party. That doesn't keep me from seeing the right and wrong things and favoring justice. I agree that sometimes society overreacts and bows to political pressure to go after people or even invent things in some cases. But in this case, none of that is true. This guy is making extremely racist public statements that he thought was private, and he's been exposed for what he is. And no, I don't think he's qualified to preside over 1,200 school children. No, I don't. I think that he should clearly be dismissed. And I'm not one of these people who always wants to fire everybody. We live in a world full of people. Every time somebody says anything, we want to fire them. I'm not one of those people. I'm far from it. I'm sort of the exact opposite of that. I'm a defender of free speech. I'm a defender of your right to an opinion. But I also don't want somebody who can't exercise fairness presiding over 1,200 school children. Sorry. We're going to have to agree to disagree there, I think. We didn't get to hear the end of your call, though, so I'm not 100% sure. Todd and then Jimmy. Todd, how are you?
Fine, you?
Hey, Todd, appreciate you getting in.
Who was the caller 2 calls ago?
I don't know. 2 calls ago, Edge? I don't know.
No, but after Edge. It's right after Edge. The one right before break.
Angry Lawyer?
He's a Gamecock fan.
Oh, Angry Lawyer.
Yes. I'd like for Angry Lawyer to know that I've known Mark my whole life. He done calculus and trig before he got out of high school. He's not dumb. He's not stupid. He just Mark. He has his own strange little way of looking at the world.
Well, there you go.
And I got something about listen to another sports talk show, which I shouldn't do because it's not as good as this one. I was sitting there saying last night that Clemson wouldn't face a legitimate quarterback all season long until the end of the season when they faced Jake Bentley. I think Jake has been pretty much a joke the first 2 times we see him, and I think he'll be a joke.
Clemson's already faced a legitimate quarterback in Kellen Mond.
Yeah, and who's Ryan Finley? He's been getting, what, 2 in the second and third round quarterback? To me, that's a legitimate quarterback.
Round 1 quarterback, according to Todd McShay. Top quarterback in the draft, according to Todd McShay.
I don't listen to Todd McShay.
That's wise. Just like it's wise, you shouldn't be listening to any other sports talk show.
It was 1 out of Columbia.
I mean, if you're talking about, Phil Kornbluth show, I think he does a fine job. I don't know what was said.
Oh, it wasn't Kornbluth. It was okay. One of his fellow announcers. I've liked Kornbluth for years.
Okay.
It was one of his fellow Gamecock wannabes.
Well, I think that people are going to understand the quality of quarterback that Brown is as the season evolves at Boston College. He's already one of the statistical leaders in the country and tore apart Wake Forest throwing 5 touchdown passes. I think he's pretty good.
Oh, I think people keep underestimating how good the ACC really is. It might be, the Coastal might be down a little bit, but the our side of the division, aside from Florida State, is pretty good.
Well, and you, look, you have a quality quarterback at Syracuse as well. Maybe two, actually.
Maybe two, yeah. That Tommy DeVito kid was under.
Played well, exactly. Played well in relief of Dungy.
He played well in the All-Star game a few years ago, if I remember.
Yes, he did.
All right. I just want to defend someone I've known my whole life.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the call. You know, I had a... I had a text. Here it is. As a black teacher, I wouldn't call the school superintendent evil. I take issue with what he said, and I don't think he should work in education because he's proved he's ignorant. It's not just that he's proven he's ignorant. It's more than that. It's that he has say over 1,200 school children. And somebody who has that belief cannot be allowed to be impacting decisions and potentially letting his belief system, which is racist in nature, influencing his decision process. So I think it's even a little more complicated than that. But I appreciate your perspective and your thought without question. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One security systems. You know, Priority One protects us here at WCCP. It protects our families' homes. No one does it like Priority One. We live in a dangerous world. It's the way it is. I mean, watch the news any day. I mean, it's like one horror story after another. And these things are happening all around us. They're happening in our communities. I'm not going to tell you you need security. I don't know. I mean, maybe you'll be lucky. Maybe you'll go through life unscathed. But when you look at the numbers don't tell us that. The numbers tell us that we need to be ready. And again, I'm not telling you what to do or when to do it. Security is a personal decision. I realize that. I am telling you this. Priority One will protect your family and the people who matter most in this world to you like no one else can. With the tip of the spear in technology, with complete customization, and with the fastest response time in the industry. And they're great people. You will know, I promise you this, as soon as they reach your property, you will know you are in the hands of the experts. I promise you that. That's Priority One. Give them a call today. 228-1400. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Jimmy on the Northland Communication Volumes. Jimmy, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, you know, like I've talked about the quarterback situation at Clemson. I don't think it's so much of a racial issue. I think a lot of the Clemson fans keep looking at Alabama and the situation they had and thinking that we got Tua sitting on the sideline there, and all he needs to do is come in and fix everything. And no, I think Tua's been under the program, 2 years already?
Exactly. Well, you know, look, here's the thing. I mean, this is year two for him, but I think you're 100% right. I don't think there's any question that the championship game enhanced the Trevor Lawrence conversation. I don't think there's any question about it. And everyone sees what Tua did and thinks, well, we have the same situation. Of course, you don't. It's not the same situation at all because Jalen Hurts is actually not even a quarterback. And Kelly Bryant is light years better than Jalen Hurts. And quite honestly, Trevor Lawrence is not as advanced as Tua Tagovailoa either at the same time.
I mean, I can see Kelly Bryant getting drafted, you know, three or four, and sitting on somebody's, you know, bench and learning how to, you know, to be a true, you know, NFL quarterback. And Jalen Hurts is probably, you know, he's either going to have to take safety or wide receiver. And I think we got too much of Alabama on the brain.
Yeah, You know, Jimmy, you always add a basic truth and honesty and have a way of summarizing things that gets right to the point. I think that's spot on. I think that may be the most perfect thing anybody has said about any of this all along.
I think we have Bama on the brain. I think that's it exactly. And I think it, encompassed in that is everything. It's everything. It's losing to Bama. It's watching Bama win the way they want. I think you're 100% right, Jimmy.
And I think we need to be more focused on Syracuse, Boston College. I think if we keep looking at the scoreboard and what Alabama's doing, we got a conference ourselves. We got to win the conference. Guess what? If Boston College beat us, guess what? You can't worry about Alabama.
That's true. If BC beats you, Alabama will be somebody else's problem.
And they have, you know, I watched the Wake Forest game. On offense, they have very good pieces. I mean, very good pieces on offense.
Hey, look, I warned about them since last year, and people didn't hear the message. I ranked them 21st in my preseason poll, and I really believe that by the time Clemson plays BC, BC is going to be closer to 10 because I think they're going to beat all these other teams. I really do. I think they're loaded. I mean, you have a Herschel Walker-type character in the backfield. I mean, he doesn't quite have Walker's long speed, but he has very good speed for a 240-pound guy. He's averaged nearly 170 yards a game rushing in his last 10 games going back to last year. You have the Brown kid at quarterback that I just don't think people understood how good he was. I think they're starting to understand it now. And this without a spring or a fall, this kid didn't get to participate. And so he's just scratching the surface. And the other concern is they have offensive line continuity, a ton of starts in that offensive line, and they have something that no other previous Boston College team has really had. They have speed to the edges with guys like Jeff Smith. So they can stretch you laterally, and that makes dealing with Dylan that much more difficult. They also have two really good pass rushers. Other than Clemson, I think the best pair of edge rushers in the league, and they probably have the two best safeties in the league on one team. So they have a lot of answers.
Yes. I mean, like I said, I think we just need to focus on the conference. Yep. Focus on the conference. And everything else will handle. Who knows that Tua could get hurt on a freak play.
That's true.
But we got to handle our thing.
Yep.
If we go to looking at, you know, somewhere else, I mean, in a couple of weeks, we could get stunned. And then what you going to do then?
You're 100% right, Jimmy. Smart, intelligent, as always. Thank you for your call. I love that guy's calls, Ramona. He has this way of just getting right to the gist of the deal. Let me tell you quickly about First Class Halt. Honda Acura Lexus Toyota, it's an acronym. No one does it better. They drive these vehicles to work. They work on them all day. They drive them home at night. You get the point. Right now, my friends at Halt have a bunch of specials for you. They have a back-to-school special, 32-point safety inspection, which even includes up to a pound of refrigerant. Regularly $149.95, now $99.95. If it's getting time to check your timing belt, and I think it's like every 50, 60,000 miles or something, $100 off any Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package, $10 to $30 off of labor, $15 off any Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change, $20 off all brake jobs, $38.95 Hunter Road Force tire rotation, and an AC performance diagnostic, which includes up to 1.5 pounds of Freon, $159.95, regularly $219.95. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, call this number, set up your introductory appointment. You'll thank me later. 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. I'll be right back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Westside at Hannah. Pregame begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
Clemson Tigers are on the road this week, traveling to Hotlanta for the first ACC matchup of the 2018 season. Your Tigers are ready to roll over the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech, and you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game
game day starts with the Tiger pregame show right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan-favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like-new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw bands and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words of some kind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back.
you want to get in, there's still time for you to do so. Post Charles wrote on Twitter, Runa, I don't agree with anything this man said, but let anyone who's never said anything discriminating against someone else cast the first stone, scold him, forgive him, and move on. You know, normally I would agree with that. I mean, if he's just like an employee somewhere and he's not in charge, but this man is the overseer of 1,200 school children. He has to go. I mean, I'm sorry. He has to go. All right. So I would respectfully disagree with that. I don't think you can have it. I don't think in that situation you can have it. His position does not allow for it. And it just seems obvious to me that he needs to be fired. And again, I'm not one of these people. I don't sit there and demand people be fired left and right. I think that's easy to do when you're sitting behind this microphone and say, oh, that coach should be fired and this coach should be fired. You know, and I think we do that. As a society, we do that. We're all judge and juries now in terms of social media and the way things are conducted. And I think we are a politically correct society to a point of being nauseating. But at the same time, I think that there are certain situations that you just can't have. And I think this is one of them. I think his position does not allow for it. Right. And Terry says, so sad. He isn't sorry. And he said it just sorry because it was a public forum. Right. I mean, this guy, it wasn't even an apology. He basically just said, I was sorry I got caught. You know, and I didn't mean to post it there. I'm not, you know, maybe that's the worst thing in the whole deal, Ramona. It's that he basically said, I didn't mean to post it there.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said the very first thing. Like, y'all wouldn't even be reading it. I made a mistake and posted it.
Right. That doesn't change the fact that you authored it. You know, that's the point. Whether you say it publicly or privately, you know, this is who you are. You know, it's who you are. How does that saying go that somebody said, you know, basically it's what you do when other people aren't listening that defines you. You know, and that's sort of the case here. Ramona, I've known you for how long?
We've been doing the show, what? And make the show, what? I don't know. 13 years.
Right.
At least.
And in 12 and 13 years, I have never once heard you say a racist thing on or off air ever, ever.
No.
Do you know why?
Because
that's not who she is.
You won't.
And have you ever heard me say a racist thing on or off air ever?
No.
Never. Not once, ever. Clemson Dad.
How are you, Walt?
Good, Clemson Dad. I appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I was away for about an hour, a little bit more, but I jumped back in the truck and heard you say call. I take it you're talking about this genius down in Texas that criticized Deshaun?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than just a criticism of Deshaun. It's a criticism of... I mean, it's a criticism of a race. It's a criticism of a people.
Yeah.
This really doesn't have anything to do with Deshaun Watson. He just happens to be the guy that he said it about. This has to do with a school administrator basically saying that blacks are too stupid to play quarterback.
Yeah, I was listening at 3 when you first came on. I was in the office and I had my earbuds in listening to you online and I heard your take on it then. And yeah, I mean, I don't understand how someone could be that big of a dummy, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, that's the greatest irony in the whole thing, is that the only individual who's stupid is him. He's the guy who's invincibly stupid. Deshaun Watson's a young quarterback who made a mistake. Again, newsflash, every single young quarterback who's ever played makes mistakes. It's the way it goes. By the way, JL, in sort of continuing the Edge conversation, wrote, but I guess he could count on David Carr, Matt Schaub, TJ Yates, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, Brandon Whedon, Ryan Mallett, or Tom Savage not to make mistakes. Right. In other words, the motley crew and cast of Houston quarterbacks past.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, I just want to chime in on that a little bit. And I know you're up against the up against the end of the show.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. I appreciate the call as always. Eric in Central says, not only is this individual in a position of power, he's in a position of influence, and that's the biggest reason he needs to be removed. Right. I mean, again, I just, if this guy was just an employee somewhere who had his own opinion, then you know what? You're just one loser and no one really cares. But when you're the overseer of 1,200 children, I'm sorry, it's just not acceptable. You demonstrated who you are. And who you are is not a person that anyone should want making decisions about 1,200 school children. Wild man.
Yo, Walt, today your show was unbelievable. You are a beautiful person today, buddy. I just want to let you know that the other thing is, are you from Philadelphia?
No. Why? Do I sound like I'm from Philadelphia?
Yeah, I thought somebody said you were from Philadelphia.
No.
You are just a beautiful person today. But let me ask you another question. Where's Gamecock Will been? Has he ever been on at all?
Yeah, he calls in. You know, he called in a couple times the other day. Actually, we had a couple guests and didn't get to him, so I need him to call back. But he calls in now every couple weeks.
Oh, man, he used to be on all the time. I got a kick out of him. I wish he'd call back. But your show today was just terrific. And you know what? What you said about how to pick the coach, my son played football, which I'd never let him play, by the way, I would pick Dabo, man. I'd pick Dabo. There's no doubt about it.
Now, you know, when we have more time, you need to call back. I appreciate the kind words. We need to call back, and I want to discuss what you just said, that I would never let my son play football, by the way, because I think that's an interesting conversation and one that we engage in. I think more and more parents are starting to feel that same way.
I'm brain damaged from football, but I probably would have been brain damaged anyway. That's why they call me Wildman.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but let's call me back and let's initiate that discussion.
But you were a beautiful person today. That's
thank you, Wildman.
Man.
I appreciate
from the heart, I'm saying that.
Appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. All right, we're nearing the end of the show. I had so many things I wanted to get to today. NFL power ratings I didn't get to. I had a ton more in college football that I wanted to discuss. We didn't even get to the slate of games, which I just wanted to initiate because the slate of games in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em contest is so unbelievably challenging for this week. We will get to all those things and more tomorrow. Don't forget, Thursday I'm back at Twin Peaks. If you listen to the show, I expect to see you out there. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Look, Urban Nirvana is a special place. There are 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's also the hair salon, and they employ the finest stylists in the South. So if you want to change your look, Urban Nirvana is the place for that. But trust me, the 12 different types of massage are legendary. Urban Nirvana is just as the name implies. It is an Urban Nirvana. You can be reborn, refreshed, rejuvenated, recharged. All the re's can be found at Urban Nirvana. Listen, you deserve it. No one deserves it more than you. If no one's giving you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. But think about the people in your life. I don't know who it is, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother. Massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. But think about the people in your life and how easy it would be to give something back. Go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. It's just that simple. Do it today. Someone in your life will thank me later. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcast. broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. We'll start with the NFL. The Pro Football Hall of Fame Board has sent a letter to Roger Goodell asking for health insurance and a salary. The players say they are being exploited as unpaid ambassadors for the sport. They are threatening to boycott next summer's enshrinement ceremonies. As we've discussed earlier today and throughout the day here on CBS Sports Radio, plenty more on this story in coming days. Antonio Brown did not report for work on Monday. Of course, the Steelers lost to the Chiefs on Sunday in